Welcome on the call tonight. Welcome on the call tonight. Before we do anything tonight, I want to invite the Holy Spirit in this place. Hallelujah. Precious, precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Holy Spirit. We invite you in tonight, precious Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And tonight we come and we bow before you, Father God. Your word declare, O Father, that if we pray in the Spirit, Almighty God, and if there is no interpretation, we're building up ourselves, Spirit of the Living God, Spirit of the Living God, Spirit of the Living God, Spirit of the Living God Almighty. We welcome you tonight. I now hide myself, Lord God, behind the cross. And I let you now come forward, O Holy Spirit. Come now and minister to your children. Minister through me, O precious Holy Spirit. Give me the information that the Father give to you and relate it to me so I may be able, or we may be able, to relate it one to another tonight, Father. This is not the work of a man, so this is not a one-man show. We come collectively together tonight, and we declare that you are alive and you are not dead. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that as I hide myself behind your cross, I pray that you will come forth, that men will hear and know that you're alive and that your name is Jehovah, and you are so good and so true. I hide myself now. I pray that tonight or tomorrow or wherever or whenever individuals are listening to the sound of my voice, that they will not hear my voice, oh Father God, but they'll hear you speaking to them. And when I do listen, myself, oh Kala, Rekele, Mishikubaya, as we rest tonight, forgive us, Almighty God. Forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, forgive us. That when we come to your throne, all you will see is the blood of Jesus. Father, forgive us tonight. Wash us tonight. Cleanse us tonight. Let us come boldly to your throne and to seek mercy. Father God, we thank you. We thank you that you are merciful. We thank you that you're ever faithful. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. As we bow ourselves before you, we declare tonight, hey, hi, Romongo BC, Wednesday night, 7:31 p.m., April the 17th, on a Wednesday night, on the change of the guard night. We don't usually come on Wednesdays, we come on Monday. But because of some unseen things, we have to change to tonight. And you know it was going to be tonight, Father, because you know all things. So tonight we come and we bow. We bow before you and we say, Holy Spirit of the Living God, have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Father. Ay, my God. Never even know. Some of us don't even know if we would have made it today. But Lord God Almighty, you kept us. You watch over us. You give us the charging fire that we may be able to come forth and to say tonight, welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit. I am under a mandate tonight by the Holy Spirit. I am under a charge tonight by the Holy Spirit. I will speak tonight under the unction of the Holy Spirit. And if you know how to mute your phone or unmute it, and if you want to say something, I would say unmute it. One day I'm going to know how to actually go around and be able to be a master cam of this Zoom situation. There's so much things that can be done in this Zoom, but you have to know how to work it. You have to be able to get the understanding of the teachings. So I do pray that the Holy Father will have someone who know about this to come and to give us information. That way we will able to go around. Because you see, Father, we know we have to pay. This Zoom is not free. We pay for this one here. So, Father, we come. We come, Father. And we want to be wise steward of what you place in our hands. When the people gives, we want their basket to be filled, not from the holy tabernacle baskets, but from the heavenly baskets. Father, we pray that every financial situation tonight that is in need of touching from the Spirit of the Living God, I pray, that you will touch the basket, that you will touch the billfold, that you will touch the pocketbooks or the handbags, as we call it when we in my location in my country. People in our country take money and put in their bosoms, and that you will touch their bosoms, Almighty God. Touch their jobs. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out supernatural, untouchable blessings that it will run over them and after them and overshadow them. Open up windows that no man can shut. Close windows that need to be shut. The weapons of the warfare, they are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of stronghold. We break and we bind every stronghold tonight. We call out our generations tonight. Everything that we're going through tonight, Almighty God, and if it's not of you, Almighty God, I pray that the fire of the Holy Ghost will come down, Almighty God, and touch every single area in the name that is above every name, every family disorder. In Jesus' mighty name, I speak to every wayward sons and daughters in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I speak to my grandchildren. I speak to my children. I stand in the gap, oh God. I stand in the gap for your family. I stand in the gap for your generation. I call for peace where there is no peace. I call for supernatural conditions in the home to come and be cleansed and be clean in the mighty name of Jesus. Ah, Father, tonight I come with not only with your agenda. I don't come with no agenda of mine, oh God, but I come with your agenda tonight. And I come, Almighty God, and I come and I stand in the gap with your people. Precious Holy Father, precious Holy Father, remove every single stumbling block. Precious Holy Father. Move it back to the four corners of the earth, precious Holy Father. Open the eyes of your children that they may be able to see. Bring them into dry land where there is milk and honey, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God Almighty. The last time I see something like this, it was in my own family. And I see husbands coming home, barons getting pregnant, husband coming and touching. I see husband, I see men running, I see wives joining together. I see relationships being mended. Oh God, I see husband and wife communicating. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Yes, Tamika, yeah, we gotta make that connection. I just can't work it out on my phone. My, what you call it, Facebook page is not working properly. I try to make that connection with you, and we do have to talk. Yes, we do. I come against every disruptive spirit, and I release the joy of the Lord. It is our supernatural strength. I speak tonight under the unction of the Holy Spirit. I speak tonight under the joy of the Holy Spirit. I bind the depressor, that one that comes to depress. I break it and I call it bound, defective. Yeah. No more. Oh my God. Teat. Break it now, Father. Break that teat now that it won't be able to bite anymore. I urge, I'm going to be doing the same thing. I urge wives and husbands to start talking. I urge boyfriends and girlfriends to get married. I urge mom and dad to pray for their generation. I call for the homes to get in line. Sonia, I want you to find a scripture and I want you to put it up there. And the scripture, I don't have it, but it has to do with something that says mending. Every single person, I am still in the prophetic mode. I'm going to look up what the word mending mean. I hear it from the Holy Spirit. I could tell you what I know what it meant, but I want you to listen from somebody else out of the spectrum in the natural. And we're going to convert it over into the spiritual. See, the Holy Spirit wants to make that connection with us tonight because he is the connector and he wants to connect. Now, mending. It says the thing to be repaired by sewing or darning. I remember when I was growing up in JA, Jamaica, and when somebody is darning it, they put darning, you're darning something. It's like you're patching it, like, you know, excuse me, you take the needle and you put it back together. I hear the word mending. Putting back things together. He had healed the broken hearted. Psalms 147, verse 3. He heals the broken. Are you broken tonight? Do we have wounds that need to be bind up? Where is that wound? Why do we have a wound? What is the source of that wound? Did you actually go to the Father and ask the Father, why am I still going through this? Am I speaking to me, to you, whatever, tonight? What is going on with us? It's a Psalms 147. Psalms 147, Sonia. Psalms 147, verse 3. Psalms 147, verse 3. Broken, binded, wound that needs to be mended. The Father said he sent his son, and the son died. When he was actually leaving, if you don't have peace, if there's no joy and you don't have no peace, go to the source. Get involved. Get acquainted with the source. Who is that source? What does our source look like? We may not be able to see him. Not everybody may be able to see him, but you have feelings. You could see, sometimes you could, you know what? Let me tell you, there's certain times you could even feel his presence. You may not be going through this. Ask the Holy Spirit to let you feel his presence. He will do it. My peace. I will give you. Not as the world give you, but as a peace that comes from within. No matter what you're going through, no matter how you may slice it, no matter how you may dice it, no matter how you may cut it up, when he comes, he will give you peace. Be not afraid. Let not your heart be troubled, he said. We just got out of celebrating his victorious death, dying on a, that was victory. Even though he died, that was victorious because of his death. You have life, I have life, the individuals around us can't have life. All they have to do is to go to the life sustainer, the one who can keep you, the one who can love you. I'm telling you right now, there is no greater love. No one can love you like he does. Joy, unconditional joy, unspeakable joy that I did not even know I could have. We serve an untimed, joyous God. He will make our joy be joyful. He is a repair of our breach. Supernatural God. Merciful God. A God that does not sleep. A God that's more than enough. A God that knows how to make the time stand still. You see, I come tonight to have a different type of setting of message. But the Father himself changed the course. When we are on a supernatural encounter, it is not going to be the same. You have to understand that we are spirits. Thessalonians says that. It's 1 Thessalonians 5. We have a soul and we live in a body. You hear me say that all the time. I really, really still want to be in the spirit. I don't want to get out of this. I want to hear from him. I want to saturate with him. I want him to come in and I just want him to just, I just want to sup up. I just want to drink. I just want to anything that he's giving, that's what I want. I don't want to go off course. I don't want to. I don't want to because he is coming in tonight with something and I don't want to miss it. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22 says, keep away from evil, the appearance of evil. 23. The very God of peace sanctify you. Holy. He want us to be whole. He want us to be in 100%. He want us to know that we are a spirit. Heavenly Father, speak through me. He want us to know that we are, we have a body. We have a body. And he wants us to work and to get in tune with our spirit, ma'am. You want us to know the difference between our soul, our body, and our spirit. Once we know the difference, I believe we're going to be able to communicate with him better on a better level. I really do think so. Time is not really moving with me right now. I'm like moving in the time right now. So we may have different time zone. If like put it like this, if you're in Chicago, I could be in your Chicago time zone. I mean, if I'm ministering to you Chicago right now, it's 6:57. So I could be ministering on a 6:57 time zone. Jamaica, I could be ministering in a Jamaica time zone. You have to understand that spirit have no body. So I can be ministering out of my spirit and going to different locations because when I'm going to the spiritual realm, I'm not having any body. My flesh is still in my chair in Palm Coast, but my spirit is all over the place. Get it. Understand this. We are a spirit. We have a soul. And we live in a body. My body could be in Palm Coast, but my spirit is able to see all over the place. And it is a good thing because the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. The Father God is a spirit. And he said, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So, everything that we are doing, we should be doing it in not only in the natural, but we should see ourselves in the spirit. It's more effective. Speaking in tongues is not in the spirit, it's a gift. So, the person who wants to say, well, I don't know how to speak in tongues, that's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about getting to know Christ, getting to know that you and him is one. Getting to know this. Heavenly Father, speak to your daughters and your sons. Speak to the ones that's online tonight and the ones that's going to hear the recording. Speak to them. Speak to the massive. Speak to us, Lord Jesus. Let us know that time is short. Let us know that you are coming back. Give us the understanding that when you come back, you'll be back for a glorious church. And that should be us. I am Babaki. I am Mamakaraba. Let me see this here. I am Akita. That's Psalms 47, verse 3. It talks about subduing nations under our feet. Nations under our feet. I am Mokoti. Shikura Makonde. Jesus. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God. My God. Tonight, like today, we did a fast today. We fast today. The Father had me fast on obedience. Obedience to Him. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I say, that we should bring our fasting cups in, our communion cups tonight for us to take communion. You don't have to take it if you don't want to. But I gave that charge out by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So tonight we're going to take our communion. If you want to. But first and foremost, it says for us. Before we do our communion, it says for us to repent. Don't take it because it could bring condemnation on yourself. So before you take it, ask God to forgive you. 1 Corinthians 11, 27 to 32. Let me read it. He said, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink the cup unworthily shall be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. Let every man examine himself, and let him eat the bread. So we're going to examine ourselves. I remember when I was back home and I used to see people, I think I must have went to communion once or something like that. And they say, examine yourself. So let everyone examine yourself. Even we take communion over here, they said for you to examine yourself. So I'm going to think about myself. I'm going to ask God, whatever I'm doing, whatever I did not do, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for my sins. Because I don't want to drink condemnation. I don't want to drink condemnation. And I don't want to be weak and sickly. Sickness is not good. I was sick for a couple of months. Just started feeling better this week. Some people know, some people might not know, but I'm telling you, just keep me in your prayer continually. It was not really good, but hey, and then I have funerals that I have to attend, so. But God is good. God is good. He's a faithful God. He's a good God. So we ask Him for forgiveness. And he is good and he's faithful to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. That is the God that we serve. He is a mighty God. He's a God that's it's a supernatural Father. And you know what? He knows how to rock the nation. I'm gonna tell you right now, we had some testimony. They blow your socks off because a lot of people does not even know that our God reigns. A lot of people don't even know that our God is alive. A lot of people don't even know that he sits and he looks and he observes. And he will never, ever, ever leave you or forsake you. That is the supernatural God that we serve. A God that is more than enough. From glory to glory, shape and form, we could give him praise and honor to the Most High. So now, as we go forth in 1 Corinthians 11 23, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, here I am. I hold up the bread. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, and I have my thing that I use here. You could have your Bible, you could do. And as I said, it is up to the individual. I'm not forcing anybody to do anything. I just felt led by my spirit. Jesus was betrayed. And after he was betrayed, he still come forth with his friends and sit down. And he took the bread with them. He said, take. Eat. This is my body. So I'm eating it. Yes. And I remember that his body is broken for me. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. His body. Oh, Ramashikiri. Think about it. Broken for me. All those beaten, all those stripes, all those whip that he received on his body. He got it for me. It doesn't matter who hate me, him and my daughter there, and Simone. It doesn't matter who love you. It doesn't matter who comfort or want to greet you. It doesn't matter who want to be a hypocrite. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who we have that tell us that they love us and they care. And deep down, there are snakes. You hear me, honey? Doesn't really matter. Doesn't matter. Everything is like a smoke. It doesn't really matter. Do you hear me? I'm Claudette. Do you hear me? It does not matter. Hi, Tara. Welcome. It does not matter. Really does not matter. Marie, it does not matter. It doesn't matter. So he took the cup. Here go the cup. He blessed it. He blessed it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the new covenant. We thank you for the new covenant that's in your blood. So we drink it. We thank you that the blood of Jesus, it covers us. It cleanses us. Just like, oh, Ramasekiri. Remango. In Egypt. When they were killing off all your people and beating them, Father God, you send forth the death angel and you said, when he goes over that doorpost, wherever the blood is, hallelujah, the angel will go past. Tonight, we thank you. of that covenant. We thank you. Sin is broken. I remember, I don't know what they call this. In Jamaica, we call it 40 leg. Over here, they call it like centipedes. I think it's centipedes they call it. I just see one. And it is broken. We call it 40 legs in Jamaica, but I believe it's centipedes and it can sting. And when I close my eyes, it has a shell. That means it is grown. That's a grown one. It's not like the little baby ones. They got legs and they sting and they could be poisonous. And I just see it just broken. I just see that person in the spirit step on it. If you would just step on your centerpiece tonight, I don't know if I'm calling the right name. Centerpiece, I think that's what it is in Jamaica. We call it 40 leg. If you could just step on that tonight, it is broken. It is broken in the spirit. It is broken in the spirit. It is broken in, and I'm telling you, it is broken. If you just cry out to God tonight, if you just cry, not only that, if you just put your hands up and give him thanks, I mean, from childhood to being an adult, we turn it around and we break it in the spirit now. We break it in the spirit. I come against every foul insect in the spirit. And I break it in the spirit. I break its shell in the spirit. And I dismantle it in the spirit. I see someone right now when they were living in their country. I believe it's in Jamaica, in the back of their yard where their family used to cook outside, they have a whole lot of these insects. They had gotten bitten by it at once. And that thing transfer. That thing's transfer a spirit in their body. Wow. But tonight, tonight, that shell is broken in the spirit. That blood of Jesus covered that in the spirit. Oh, we come under your fountain, Almighty God. And we stand under the fountain, Almighty God. And we bring forth the sword of the spirit, Almighty God, and we wage that sword, and we say the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of every single stronghold. I go into the belly. That thing will want to come back and form, but I say, no, not so. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break it. We break it. And you are bound under the sound of my voice. You are bound in the spirit. We're not going to go off every single day with this same thing. No, it's about time you stand up and say, enough is enough. No, 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 no. Can't do this every week. If somebody new come, it's fine. But we cannot. We have to know. Okay, so what are you saying, Father? Okay. Okay, all right. Okay. All right, today is the 17th. We're going to We're going to have a deliverance. We're going to have okay, what are we going to have, Father? We're going to have a night of deliverance. Okay. What time is it? 8:15 p.m. Okay. We're going to have a night of deliverance, okay? He is calling a really 40 days fast. Oh my God. Oh Lord, 40 days. Yes. 40 days fast. So I am going to have to put a fast together. I am not going to have anybody send and tell me that they're going to be a part of the fast. That is not the instruction that I get from the Father. Every single person that is listen to me, because I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, and I really don't want to do this, but I got to do it because I'm a servant of the Most High. Every single person that is on our email list will be getting the information about the 40-day fast. We'll be getting information. Now listen, because I'm just giving the information by the Holy Ghost. Because after I come off of this, I'm gonna have to go listen to the tape. This is serious stuff. Every single person. That's what I mean. You don't have to text me and say you're gonna be on the fast. No, it's not gonna be like that. That's what we used to do all the time, but this is gonna be totally different. It's gonna go out. That means I'm not gonna ask anybody if they're gonna be on the fast. It's gonna go out to the masses. Once they get the information, once they receive the information, they will be fasting. I'm not going to ask them if they're fasting or not. That's none of my concern. When it comes time for the deliverance, that is when I'm going to know if you fast. Because I'm going to ask questions. Sonny, you should be writing these things. I'm going to ask question about the 40-day fast. Then after the Holy Spirit says it's okay, after the Holy Spirit said it's okay, then I will follow the instructions of the Holy Spirit. And do a 1 and 1 deliverance. That's the instruction from the Holy Father. So I am going to do this because I have to do it, not the Holy Spirit. I'm going to do the 40-day fast. gonna have to communicate with the father when to start sending this thing out, because I gotta put it together. I don't know if it's gonna come, how he's gonna do it, if it's going to be the whole 40 days or divide it up into 10 days, and I don't know how he's gonna do it. Okay. And then I'll be sending it out. So I'm gonna be releasing it. Who's asking the question about the Santa put it up? Okay. All right. Then it's gonna be a one-on-one deliverance. That simply means it's going to be private. Cause nobody not gonna know what you're nobody not gonna nobody's not gonna know what's going on. So it will be private. But you're gonna call me. And once you call me, you're gonna initiate the call. I'm not calling you. You will initiate the call. I'm not calling. You will initiate, you individually will initiate this call. Once you initiate the call to me, then I in turn will ask some questions. Once I feel led by the Holy Spirit, that the question that you give to me, in other words, that you did go through the fast, I will move forward and we will have a one and one deliverance. Private deliverance. I mean, this is serious. Because what he just showed to me. A lot of people are bound. That thing that I just see just now was back from childhood. Write it down. Don't ask me tomorrow. Don't call me and ask me tomorrow because I won't know. A lot of people are going to childhood, I would say trauma or drama. Trauma or drama. And there's a lot of us on the team that God want to use. But you can't use us with the spirit here. Because we ourselves is going to go out and let it go on the people. And then people get messed up. Can't do that. Can't do that. If it's even one person on the call tonight, you are going to be delivered and set free and preach the gospel for Jesus Christ. We have a lot of prophets on here. Got a whole lot of prophets on here. We got a whole lot of prophets on here. A lot of prophets. On this one lady, she don't have her name. It says iPhone, and she is in our kitchen. I'm seeing her right now. And it says, iPhone. Hello. I want you to get in touch with me. I want you to send me your name because you have to be a part of this fast. I don't understand. I don't understand. And I don't want to understand. Whoever give you the information, get my number, and you have to be on the fast. And I have to have your name. There's some serious issue going on with you. Amen? Very serious. Hey, how you doing? Thank you. I'm writing your name down. I have a daughter by that name. A spiritual daughter, I say. So you're gonna text me, whoever give you. Get my telephone number and text me. I'm gonna put it here that you're gonna text me your number. And on in this text, you're going to send your email address, okay? And then I'll send your email address over to admin. You are a prophet of God. But you can't get to do your prophetic work because there's so many things going on in your life. So I want you. We have a couple of teachers here. Hallelujah. I want you to take this very serious, Miss Tara. I want you to take it very seriously. By you coming on these calls, your life has been changed. Correct? I want you to take this very seriously. There is something about me and you, and I don't understand how it's going to transfer. But take it very seriously, okay? I don't have any time to play games at this point. Take it seriously. Take it seriously, okay? Because I'm writing, because as I'm talking, the Holy Spirit is revealing, and I don't know. So we have something in common, all right? You always wanted to be used by God to work in a prophetic. That's what it is. That's what it is. Okay. That's what it is. No, see, the thing is, I want you to write it down because after we talk at another time, I might not remember. So it's up to you to write it down and to bring it back to my remembrance. It's up to you to get my number. Do not call me around the clock because I'm not going to be liking that. Okay? You understand
Amen.
me? All right. It's up to you to get the information and get it back to me. You understand? Because I don't know. This is not man's business. This is a God connection. Man can't do this. You understand me? I don't
Amen.
have a clue. I can't do this. My life is just like your life. I'm messed up and you're messed up. We're all messed up in this thing together.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to work together. We're
Amen.
going to get the job done together because it's already done in the spirit. But we just have to bring it
Amen.
into manifestation, said the Lord.
Amen.
Natalia, you got my number. You know what's going on. Sometime when you're on your knees, it's time for you to get up. When you're on your knees, it's sometime it's time for you to get up, and you just need to go out and be active. Be active. And you don't have to sit around and wait for somebody to push you out of your nest. Because you are nesting, but it's time for you to get out of your nest. Jesus Christ. The Word of God is life. The Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Let me tell you something. I have a list of what I am was going to talk about tonight. Here is my list. I was going to talk about it tonight, but the Holy Spirit changed my listing for you. The Holy Spirit changed the listing for me. When you come online on Zoom, it is not like every other Zoom. It is not like that. The things that I do, I don't want to do, but I have to do it, or else you guys will hear about my funeral. I'm under an assignment by the Holy Ghost. This is my notes for tonight. But I couldn't use my notes for tonight. Because why? We are in a hospital. And when people come into the hospital, I talk about it all the time. You gotta change. And tonight was a night of triage. Tonight was a night when people need to go in and to operate on the heart. Break legs that need to come back in the cast. Eyes that need to come back into the socket because this was my notes. I couldn't even get my notes to print. My husband had to print it for me, and I couldn't even use it. Why? We are in a triage mode. And you have to move with a mode like, a mode type connection to, oh God, to hit on all the connectors. And when I talk to you, I am not talking out of my flesh. I'm talking by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Talking. And I followed the instruction of the Spirit. That's what I did. And that's why it is so different. I just take one piece of information from him and I put it together. And my computer, oh my God, my printer, I try not to call my husband in to print the paper. And I try to print it for myself and it was messed up. And Kenneth had to come in and print it for me. 4 pages, I think it was 4 pages. And I could not even use it. 4 page. Because we are in a hospital and people need a divine connection from the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you're getting it. I don't know if you're understanding it. But God is not looking for somebody, nobody, Mokimba Lama, to be dictated by anybody anymore. He's not doing that. Do you want to be used by him? Let's get ourselves on this fast. And I believe it's going to be a very easy fast because he just said that. He just said, I'm gonna write it down. He said it's going to be very easy. It's going to be a very easy fast. It's going to be a very, it's not going to be an all day fast. Not gonna be an all-day fast. Wow, look how nice this fast is. The things that you craving, you're gonna just drop it. If you craving sugar, you won't have sugar for 40 days. Look how easy that fast is. That means you're giving up something from your flesh. Like me, I love my dumplings. Oh God, I can't have no dumplings for 40 days. Ain't that so? That is not nice. I can't have no rice for 40 days. That ain't nice. That is not gonna work. I started a long time ago before I tell Kenneth today I ain't gonna have meat. So I don't have to worry about meat. But he's saying, you see how easy that fast's gonna be? He's saying you could eat your food, but what you like the most, like them fried chickens, the fried chicken and all them chicklets, hey. Forget about it for the fatty days. That mean it ain't gonna be no water fast. Oh my God, you see how God good? It ain't gonna be no water fast. It ain't gonna be no fruits and vegetable fast. He's saying you're gonna give up something that you love the most. So let me write it down because I'm getting instruction. And you know what? It could be just one thing. And people are going to say, oh, what kind of fast is that? Oh, yeah. That's where you fast, where your flesh don't dictate. That's the kind of fat where your flesh don't dictate. Like my friend say, "Oh no, I want me some dumplings." Yeah, I want me some rice. Your flesh speaks to you, and it's not religious. It's the facts. It speaks. Can you know where it's coming from? Your mind, your intellect. Your flesh operates out of your mind. Your heart operates when it's right out of kingdom business. Kingdom articulation, that's where your heart works from. But the mind is the flesh. And it's subjected to confusion. And it's subjected to war. But your heart, if it's right, you understand what I said? If your heart is right, then your mind have to listen to your heart, because your heart is gonna say, "Mind, don't eat them dumplings, don't eat that rice, don't eat them chitlins, get off of that fried chicken." That's what your heart gonna say. When your heart is right, you gotta know the difference between your heart and your mind. Your heart, if it's right, that's where Jesus lives and reside. Your heart, if it's right, oh my God, that is where things are gonna start happening out of your heart. If your heart is right, you will find peace and joy and tranquility. If your heart is right, you're not gonna go wanna kill your brothers and your sisters and hate. If your heart is right, it is only going to be thinking about the word of God on a consistent basis every single day of the hour, because your heart, out of the heart, out of the issue of your heart, that's where your life lies. That's where the things of God begins. I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you tonight. I am going to work on this 40-day fast. Today is Wednesday. And I'm going to get some things out, because I got to get it over to Sonia. And like I said, once the 40 days, and in between those 40 days, your deliverance is going to already start coming. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. I just want to give God thanks for you tonight. I could feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It is just shut up in my bones. It is just shut up in my bones. Oh my God, I see something. I see something about a speaker. Is that my daughter up there? Am I not seeing right? You gotta send that thing. Is that a woman's conference? Oh, you gotta send it to me, baby girl. All right? Because I can't. I got to miss you something. I can't even see out of this glass, because this glass needs to go in the garbage. Send it to me. Send it to me, because I gotta see it. Okay? I gotta see it, and I gotta get the time, and I gotta know what's the date. It says, is it, and see what's going on here. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say good night. It's been a pleasure. I thank God for you guys. Pray for me. Lift me up. Oh, and I forgot to let you know, and I don't really do this, but I want you to know, listen to this. I was talking today to one of my daughters. I was talking to them today, and I'm telling you, I felt in my heart, I'm not gonna say God to them, but I'm gonna tell you, I felt in my heart that whatever you have, whenever you have any kind of resource, put it at least, I don't care what it is, I don't care what amount, Send it into the Holy Tabernacle. The Father told me that I am not giving people the opportunity to give. And I'm like, okay. Because this is good ground, but I really don't I'll give. So he said, I must do this. So that's what I'm doing. It is up to the individual. You could go on the website and you could go on and you could give on the website, but it's totally up to you. You gotta ask the Holy Spirit. You gotta talk to the Holy Spirit. You gotta ask the Holy Spirit what to do, what to give, and execute by the Spirit of God, not by man. Don't listen to man, listen to the Spirit. Because I am telling you, once you do this by the Spirit, He will bless you. He will bless. The Word of God will open up doors, I'm telling you, that no man can shut. And He will close the ones that need to be closed. Trust God and live. Let Him be your ultimate person that sustain you. And I am so sorry that I think I must have did this maybe one or twice, that I don't open up the line, because I'm not here to beg anybody anything. But once I get that unction from the Holy Spirit, I better listen and I better follow. You could take it anyhow you want. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that I give out to your children what you say for me to give out to them. I speak out of my heart and I relate it into the atmosphere. Father, multiply now seeds that have been sown. Remove the canker worm out of their basket. Don't let nothing eat up their food. Don't let nothing touch their basket. Every canker worm, like setting worm in the ground that want to mess with their soil, remove it. I thank you, Father, that they will receive abundance. Because out of the abundance, it will come their joy and their peace. Any sacrifice that they have to go through to give into your kingdom. Father, I pray that it will return to them double portion. Any one of the enemy that comes in to mess with their stuff like Jehoshaphat. Oh God, I pray that you will put a stumbling block in the enemy's path. You will make them become an ambush, Lord God, amongst themselves. And Father, I pray this day that when they come in to remove and to touch whatever you give to them, Father God, it will be so much that their basket will be bursting and overflowing. I thank you this night for the supernatural. Release it now into natural. Release it now into the natural. Yes, Lord. I follow your leading. I say what you want me to say. And I do what you want me to do. Now, Father, it's up to your word, which is life. It's up to your word to generate a body that they may be able to feel, see, and hear, and touch. Let the abundance of rain come now and move strategically in the atmosphere, and let it produce life, and let it comes now, and let it be now, be more abundantly in homes and cars and jobs and family, going over according to Deuteronomy 28 and not going under. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hey, glory to God. Have a great night, everybody.